Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 14:32, Johannesburg 11:27, Polokwane 12 op na 22 grade.
Op die paaie, stadige verkeer in Bedford View op die N12 Oos tussen die Kilulies Wisselaar en die R24 snelweg, dan ook as jy in die Gauteng area nat reënerige weerstoestande oor groot gedeeltes van die provinsie, asseblief verminder jou spoed en ry ekstra versigtig.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. The Springboks confirm home test against Georgia and Italy in 2025. And Pep Guardiola says that he didn't mean to make light of self-harm.
Ons skop af in KwaZulu-Natal, waar 'n tiener begin het om sy 43 jaar lange tronkstraf uit te dien vir die moord op 'n skoolhoof. Die 15-jarige is die afgelope week in die Nongoma streekshof gevonnis. Die polisiewoordvoerder Robert Nechunda sê hy is in die streek in hegtenis geneem verlede April toe die skoolhoof Alfees Ntuli as vermis aangemeld is en die polisie sy kar gesien het.
When they approached, the suspect sped off but later abandoned the vehicle and fled on foot. A little later, Ntuli's body was found dumped near a riverbank under a bridge at Odwalane area. Police traced the suspect to his place of residence where he was found in possession of a firearm and ammunition which he had stolen from his grandfather.
In Johannesburg het die stadsbestuurder Floyd Brink gesê dat watertoevoer na Westbury en Coronation Park en die omliggende gebiede in 2 dae herstel gaan wees. Dit volg op betogings vanoggend waar baie versper is met brandende bande en klippe. Inwoners sê hulle is keelvol omdat hulle 1 maand terug oor dieselfde kwessie betoog het.
The city manager was here now. We must also understand we are on level 1. But the difference about us is we are not on level nothing, we are on level 0.
Dit is raadslid Melissa Davis en sy vra dat inwoners die vrede bewaar.
So can I ask you as a community, can we not fight? Can we not give those people what they want?
En dis vandag die laaste dag van die matriek eindeksamen. Die minister van basiese onderwys, Siviwe Gwagube, sê die uitslae behoort in die tweede week van Januarie bekendgestel te word. Sy sê merksentrums het vandag oopgemaak en dat 50,000 merkers gereed staan.
To ensure consistency and fairness, the department has already conducted 60 of the 164 planned marking standardization meetings. This rigorous process will help us deliver accurate, reliable results which are expected to be released on the 13th of January 2025.
Dan in die buiteland, nadat Israel 'n skietstilstand aangekondig het met die gewapende groep Hezbollah in Libanon, het Hamas in Gaza gesê ook hulle is gereed om 'n skietstilstand in die Gaza-strook te bereik. 'n Hamas-beampte het aan AFP gesê die feit dat die ooreenkoms met Israel bereik is sonder dat alle voorwaardes aanvaar is, skets 'n belovende prentjie vir Gaza. Ek is Marlene Fouchier, our top story this hour. A Northern KZN teenager who admitted to robbing and killing a school principal has begun serving a 43 years prison sentence.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
Give me the shivers.
What's up, it's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
More music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.
I